you knew how to do this when the worker in health
bureau.
I suppose it was an accumulation of experience with my husband's books. He wrote several books on medicine, on the sociology of medicine, and also with my own inclinations. And I knew a little about statistics, not very much, but I knew how to do research. And this was a research job, although it was quite different from anything I'd done before. And I must say, I enjoyed it tremendously, and I grew in the process. We studied 100 arthritis patients, and they studied the effect of certain dosages of the cortisone on their we studied their reaction to cortisone, and our findings were among the very first of any of the physicians in the United States on cortisone, which had been at that time considered a miracle drug. And it later turned out to be not such a miracle. I felt I'd made a contribution in that way, and I learned a great deal. My salary wasn't very high, but I didn't. That didn't really matter very much to me. I was getting training in the medical field, both in laboratory work and clinical work, and in association with other physicians. And it was quite a valuable experience. In 1956, my husband passed away. He had been working on a study on higher education for the Columbia Graduate School. He had also been halfway through a study on the history of technology, which interested him very much, and its implications to medicine and the social sciences. During this period, we had acquired a house on Long Island so that he had long summers of rest, and it was really extraordinary that he was able to survive the 5 years and do so much work. And my daughter at this time was in England. And came to New York when she heard her father's death. At this time, also, she was getting a divorce, and my mother had already passed away, and I found that life was quite different from anything I had had in the previous 30 years. I was lonely, for one thing. My house was empty. And my work, although it was satisfying, was not completely adequate to my needs. I therefore decided that the time had come when I ought to think of a career in the field of medicine, in some area of medicine. And I had an opportunity in the Muscular Dystrophy Society. I worked there for a while, and then the FBI made a check on all employees, and I lost my job because
what year was that?
This was the year that my husband died, 1956. Yes. I was really a bit lost, and I must say that the trauma of my husband's death was one which stayed with me for many years. It was very hard for me to develop any equilibrium or stability, especially since my daughter was absent and she was having her personal troubles,
and I was in a situation in which I was more or less adrift. However, I decided that I could write, that I did know something about medicine after 5 years with Dr. Buhlmann, and that the time had come for me to find an area in journalism in which I could function. And with a great deal of help and assistance from friends who were in the medical field, physicians and others who knew my husband and who knew me, I obtained a job as a medical researcher and then later as medical journalist. And the rest of my days until retirement I spent writing in the field of medicine.
And did you do that in an office or home?
No, I did that in an office with an agency that was willing to employ me, although I had a so-called FBI record.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I did interesting research jobs, but I wasn't terribly happy with that. And later they recognized that I had some abilities in the field, and they gave me a column to do in Medical Tribune.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a column for about 10 years in Medical Tribune, about 3 years after.
Each?
It was a weekly, uh-huh. And then later it became a semi-weekly. It was out twice a week.
Wow.
For about 3 years.
You wrote a column
I wrote a column twice a week. The column was a fascinating column.
You have all the columns?
I never kept them, no. they're probably...
Bernard wasn't around to keep them.
That's right. The columns were... the design of the column, of course, came from management. I didn't design the column. I simply did what I was asked to do, but I did it very effectively. And after a while, my salary rose, and I was quite comfortable.
The subject wasn't yours.
Oh yes, the subject was mine. But the design of the column was not. It was a column which was entitled "In Consultation," and it was an effort to get physicians project ideas or questions to leading consultants in the country. And I had to obtain the physician's approach and the consultant's approach in order to fashion the column, you see.
Oh, I see.
And then the consultant would answer some of the questions that were raised by the physicians.
Mm-hmm.
And of course I had to edit that and had to see that it was accurate and correct. And it turned out to be fascinating to me. I enjoyed it very much. And it was so popular that when they had a rating of all the various features in the paper, mine was ranked fourth among the features. So I knew then that I was quite successful, and I stayed on for 13 years.
Like
the people that I worked with were all people who had had a brush with authorities for one reason or another. And they were all very interesting and very competent people, people who had who were willing for the sake of their convictions to take their chances on things. And some of them had great difficulty in getting placed. Afterwards, they were either involved in some hearings of some sort. And many of them were, a couple of people worked on the Times, some on other important newspapers. They were all competent journalists,
mm-hmm.
who had fine experience in that. And the associations with these people were very exciting quite interesting. We had many happy times together. And I must say that those last 13 years of work were very fruitful.
Mm-hmm.
In 1971, I retired. And since then, I have been doing things that I like to do.
And when did you do the Luxembourg letters?
Well, now, the Luxembourg letters were
I first thought of doing these when I was in England, in the Carnegie, with my husband, you know, during my honeymoon. And I brought the German letters back with me, but lost them. And during the time that I was a medical journalist, I had some leisure on weekends.
Uh-huh.
And by this time, I was getting over the trauma of my husband's death. I still was pretty lonely. And
did you get over that this
time? Time.
Mm-hmm.
Time did it. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else, really. And travel. I just go way every summer to Europe. And my friends were very helpful to me. But generally, all those years were lonely years.
Your friends stayed the same.
My friends stayed.
Yeah.
Yeah, most of my friends. I know that some of my friends felt that they couldn't be at a grief that I had and didn't want to see me for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But then met, and frequently they had called. But they were not as devoted as other friends. But some of my friends were really very devoted. However, this was not compensatory at all. I mean, I had long periods of loneliness and feelings that I just had to do work in order to overcome it. And that's why I started to listen to it. I remembered that I had